When I heard that, I dropped everything and I had my driver take me to my helipad.
I mean, do they really think we can afford an infinitely smaller amount of money? I mean, one of me is worth 262 of her. Sad.
If we have to pay more, countless businesses will fail. Speedboat upholstery done. Condos in Dubai empty. Rhino hunting hats no longer with ivory-tipped brims.
We're making enough sacrifices already!
Yes, we are!
My butler's butler had to fire his butler's butler!
No!
I am sick of these poor people mooching off my success. Just a minute ago, one of them asked if they could use this sign as their roof.
Does the government think I'm going to share my wealth? I'm rich. His daddy was rich.
Did you know there are still some laws that apply to us? Check out this video I took of a cop straight up refusing a bribe. Land of the free, right?
Why should I have to pay a millionaire's tax?
Yeah.
I'm a billionaire!
Yeah.
Think about it! Yeah. Think about what you're doing!
Fox News is calling us organized, patriotic, purposeful. What, only three adjectives? Why do I even buy that network?
Well, we're prepared to stay as long as it takes. We bought all the real estate in this area and drove out the existing homeowners.
Our movement started here, but it is growing. Occupy Detroit. Occupy Blanchard, Oklahoma. Occupy the Long John Silver's off Route 21.
Listen, man, listen. It comes down to this. If being rich is wrong, we don't want to be poor. I mean, who are we? We're the...
So yeah, guys, that was an interesting video. I gotta say, like, I'm not really sure what to think about that. What about you guys?
That was funny.
Definitely convincing. Funny. Definitely convincing.
Very convincing. I think that we should stay open-minded.
Yeah.
And of course, listen to everyone's opinions, especially theirs. Yeah. They have a say.
Yeah, they have most of the money.
Everyone
I mean.
Else does. Yeah.
They matter too.
Yeah, everyone matters. So
okay, it just gotta, like, imagine having to sell two of your Porsches and you only have three Lamborghinis left.
Yeah, I know. It's a very sad feeling. I don't have that. I haven't had that myself, but I can certainly understand that.
Yeah, we can certainly empathize. Many of the people.
I can relate. Like, when I was younger, my mom gave away my Hot Wheels cars.
Yeah.
That's about the same thing.
Yeah, it's a scale model.
I was pissed.
Yeah.
But, I had to move on.
Yeah.
And
did you get them back?
No, I didn't get them back, but I think I turned out okay.
Yeah,
here at Lafayette College, the work hard, play hard mentality that we have.
Speaking of work hard, play hard, let's get right into it. What did we do over break, boys? Let's start off with Brendan, the live-in boyfriend.
What did I do? I went home, saw the fam, saw my friends, saw my girlfriend, hung out with everybody. Didn't really do much, actually. We went to New York, though. Me and Meg went down to New York. That was fun.
Looked like a classic day.
Yeah, classic city slickers.
Yeah.
Going down there, that was fun. Went to the Met. First time going to the Met. Interesting. But, yeah, I didn't really do much other than that. I just hung out, had fun with friends, girlfriend, family. It was great.
What about you, Kyle? I feel like we all had something planned, and then we had one of our co-hosts ditch us. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so the boys, minus Brendan and the love doctor, the ones who live around, someone around Lafayette College, we all plan to meet up in Summit, New Jersey.
Summit, New Jersey.
The hometown of Max Allen Field Perino. So, we're gonna have a little get-together, and Max's a little busy, so Henry and I are hanging out at the Short Hills Mall.
Legal Seafood, great place.
Legal Seafood.
That is a good place.
Yeah. Great place.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Good place. Yeah, you weren't there.
Yeah.
And so we're hanging out at the mall, and if Max came, we wouldn't have spent $800 in the most expensive mall in the country, but got some good Vineyard Vines, got some good...
We actually spent like 80, but you know.
Yeah.
Got some good Balenciagas.
We're not in that video.
Yeah, it was great. They had the... Max is a big Vineyard Vines fan, so we both got our first Vineyard Vines item. I got a hat. Kyle got a sweater.
Yeah.
But we were in that mall for 4.5 hours, okay?
Jesus.
So
Jesus Christmas.
I know, right? The gall.
And all the employees in the Vineyard Vine store actually knew the Perinas.
Yeah, they knew
the Max's family.
They actually have a plaque in the store, which is very interesting.
Wait, is this the mall that's the biggest mall in the world?
No,
that's King like of Prussia.
This mall's pretty small.
No, actually. No, Mall of America.
That's in the country. No, it's not. King of Prussia Mall is bigger now.
No,
yes,
chance.
It is.
Serious. All right. I mean, I think that's pretty interesting.
So,
but
yeah,
whatever.
What else I did over my break?
You went to Germany, dude.
Yeah, I went to Germany. Went to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Had some good times with the fam squad.
That's good. That's good.
Then went to New York City for the first time. Not first time in New York City, but first time hanging out with my sister.
Yeah.
Just us in her apartment.
Yeah.
And some of her friends. It was a good time.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Got some good food. We went to, first time I've been to MoMA.
Oh,
and very, I'm very artsy now, so very into the paintings.
Yeah,
especially Van Gogh and Picasso.
Yeah,
it's classy.
It's great. Yeah, no, you get to look at paintings for 4 years, and then you can replicate those paintings when you work at Starbucks, right? Making macchiatos. Yeah.
And my favorite act, there was a fashion exhibit there, and my favorite. Single piece was the white t-shirt, plain white short sleeve t-shirt at the end.
Yeah.
Magnificent.
Yeah, I
know. Or not in the fashion exhibit, in the normal exhibit.
Normal, yeah.
A couch in the middle of the room.
Yeah. You can't touch it though.
No, can't touch it. Everyone is trying to sit on it.
Yeah.
And there's a bodyguard standing there to tell people not to sit on this couch.
Well, did you see a few years back, actually, someone dropped their glasses and everyone thought it was like a new exhibit.
Yeah, that was funny.
So they crowded around that. Yeah. Not funny as the Love Doctor, which is making his return. Welcome into the studio, Love Doctor. Let's see what we got here. We got some good questions for you.
But my body
all right, guys, I'm good to be back. Good to be back. It's been a while. Haven't really changed that much, but we're back. Ready to answer some questions.
Nice.
Oh, this is sensual right here.
What, this music?
Yeah, it's setting the vibe. I don't see nothing wrong. Okay, let's get to the first question. Ooh, this is a long one. Once again, guys, you know, maybe stop using so many complex pronouns. But anyway, so here's the first question. So it says, "Dear Love Doctor, me and my boyfriend go to colleges that are far away from each other, and I finally met his parents over the break. We're both Iranian, and his parents are very traditional. And we've been dating for 2 years, and this is the first time I met his parents. I'm getting kind of like a little bit disinterested with him because he's so far away and he doesn't really have a goal in life, but I like him. It's only like his parents. I can't see like spending my time around someone that's so, a family that's like so restricting and conservative. Dear the Love Doctor, what do you suggest that I do?"
What? Like, he doesn't even... Who's that? Who's that? Is this a girl or a guy asking this question?
The girl.
The girl's asking the question.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even like the guy. That's, I mean, like, why? He doesn't like the parents, doesn't like the guy. Dating for 2 years and to just meet the parents now? I don't know. It seems a little suspect.
It does seem a little suspect. What do you think, Kyle?
I actually don't really know what to say about this.
Yeah, this is a different question. I mean,
it's complex.
I don't really know if there's an answer to this question because I mean, there's so many things going wrong.
Yeah.
If she doesn't even like the guy.
Well, she still likes him, just not as much. Like, she doesn't feel that he has like the drive in life that she does.
Then if she doesn't think that, then I mean, they shouldn't be together.
So you think it's not even the parents? Well, do you think in relationships the parents play a big role? Like, the parents are super strict. Yeah.
I do. I mean, you'll be around them a lot.
Yeah.
If you're dating somebody, you're going to see their parents a lot.
Can you describe the first time you met Meg's parents?
First time I met Meg's parents? I think the first time I met them, I went over her house. We kind of had just like a dinner.
Ooh.
Like a regular setting.
Did the dad come out with a shotgun?
No. He's a good guy. I like Mr. Murphy. But no. I mean, I think meeting the parents is important. And you have to also like the parents because you're going to be around them a lot. But if she doesn't like the parents and then that kind of turns her off from the guy, I think that's going to be a problem.
Okay, I respect that. I think that's a good answer. So we have an update from the girl who broke up with her, or an update from the guy who broke up with his GF over break. So he says, "Dear love doctor, thanks. I finally pulled the plug. I know you're all about making love and not about stopping love, but I feel like this will set me up very well the next semester. Thank you so much for the courage." Any responses?
That's why I'm here. You're welcome.
Okay, and then finally, last question. We have thoughts on leaving college to be closer to your boyfriend. We have had two girls that have done this, leaving college to be closer to their boyfriends.
Really?
Really.
Were they already at college?
Common.
They were at Lafayette, and they went to community colleges.
Wow.
It's pretty common.
I mean, everybody has different ways of going through life, and I think if you believe truly that the person is the right person for you, and you want to spend your entire life with them,
yeah.
I think that if being closer to them makes things easier,
yeah.
And I mean, if you're across the entire country where it takes like a 5-hour flight to get to them,
like Indiana or something.
Yeah, Indiana. I mean, I feel like that could be a possibility, but you're also playing a card that might fail.
Okay, I see it. Now, Max, you have a story about this, actually, in your hometown of Summit. You want to elaborate?
Sure. So, a few years ago, one of my friends is dating this girl, and she decides that she was going to go to school pretty far away, and she decides that she wants to be closer to her boyfriend, so she decides to go to a school about 20 minutes away and commute so she could be with her boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're still going to school and you're still getting an education, I mean, I feel like there's no problem.
But
yeah,
if you're going to worse school just for someone else, like, really? A high school sweetheart? You're going, like, you gotta build your own path, okay? You gotta be a trailblazer. Like, you really want to play a second fiddle to someone else? Well, wait, why does the person have to go to college near them, right? Shouldn't, if, like, they're that, like, close, shouldn't the other person go to college near the other person? You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I mean, there has to be compromises.
Well, in this situation, it doesn't seem like there's a compromise at all.
It does not. But I mean, if the person that she's going to is closer to her home too, yeah. It would make sense. If she's going away closer to that person, then it's kind of not really making sense. But it depends. I mean, people have different looks on how they should go through a relationship. And I mean, I can't say what is right for everybody, but it depends on the situation.
Thoughts on this?
So now we have the love doctors. Brendan, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I mean, why she's going closer to him. I mean, it makes sense. If they love each other and truly want to be together, then they should do that. But also at the same point, you have to create, like you said, a path for yourself.
It's kids are idiots.
And then those paths, if they truly are meant to be, they'll line up together after.
Huh.
Okay, I like that.
Well, Brendan kind of sounding like he could be the next love doctor if the love doctor leaves.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of talking to him. We're getting lunch together sometimes. He's a really good guy.
Yeah. All right. Stay away from Meg. Okay, so actually, funny story. A local band from Westfield, New Jersey, they're the champion of a Battle of the Bands in the 1980s. I was handed their original CD. And I was requested to play a song when I was back home. So we're going to see if we can get that up.
This is a mixtape?
And get that working. It's a mixtape before there were mixtapes. So it's by The Orphans. Huh? So Orphans. You know, it's just like, it's an interesting name. And here's a nice little song from them. Let's see if we can get this audio track playing. That's the only difficulty because we got to check. Let me see if this works. In the meantime, let's keep talking about it. Like, what? Wait, okay. Let me check the email while I try to get this up for the final question. Let's see what else we have in the email. Okay. Let's talk about a new break, new us. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing to make our lives better in the new year?
Yeah, I think as our group in whole, we are trying to cut out lower late night meals.
Lower is toxic.
That is a... It's automatically a cheat meal every day.
I mean, I had lower today, but I had no option. Huge.
Yeah, that was a late night.
Huge
though.
Line at upper.
Yeah, but we got to cut that out of the diet, and then I'm trying to eat a good amount of fiber every day, some good veggies, get those greens in, stay low on the carbs. And then, overall, I'm trying to do some weights every day and running every day with a few breaks in the week. But all around, just staying on schedule, getting my work in.
Song's actually playing now, so we're going to head to break. But we'll see you guys. Make sure to enjoy.
We are back, and you're listening to WJRA 24.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. We're back, the Hour of Influence. This is The Kyle, Hype Henry, Bodacious Brendan, Max Sound the Field, and The Love Doctor in the studio. We are here for the new, the one and only best game show in Easton, The Electric Chair. With your host, Brendan Cronin.
Okay, welcome to the show. Let's get all this up.
Welcome to the newest game show in town. I am your host, Brendan Cronin, and this is The Electric Chair. Here are the rules. If you answer right, you get a dollar. If you answer wrong, you get a zap. Now let's begin. First contestant on the show is Maxwell Perino.
Yep, I'm excited. It's gonna hurt a little bit, but yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, it won't hurt if you get it right.
Yeah, I'll probably get all the questions right. I'm a smart guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart.
So, do we want to talk about how this little shocking action works?
So, our host, our co-host here, Henry, he bought a shock watch over the weekend. And it's controlled by a phone. It's used to, supposed to have an alarm in the morning. So you wake up, it gives you a little shock to wake up. But we're going to use it for different reasons, because why not?
Yeah.
So we'll use it for the game show, and if Max gets it right, he gets a shock. Or gets it wrong, he gets a shot.
If he gets it right, he gets a shock.
Because, I mean, he deserves shots.
Just kidding. If he gets it right, he gets a dollar per question.
Yeah. It's a new Vineyard Vines shirt.
Also, for anyone asking, we do double if you're playing for charity. So $2 correct for charity.
And you can request a play on the show for next week. We are taking contestants.
Let's begin.
All right.
Question one. Who is Barack Obama's vice president?
Joe Biden.
Correct.
Nice.
What is the capital of Kentucky?
Minnesota.
Wrong. It is...
Frankfurt.
All right, relax. What was the tallest mountain in Africa?
Mount Kilimanjaro.
Correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, wow. I didn't know.
What U.S. state is famous for their peaches?
Florida.
Incorrect.
Whee!
It's Georgia.
Jesus Christmas.
What kind of tree do acorns grow on?
What kind of tree do acorns grow on? Maple tree.
Incorrect. Oak.
All right, so we're going to pause here for a second. And what is Max's total right now? $2?
$2.
Max, are you keeping these $2, or are you here? Are you a contestant today? Are you going to give your money to charity? And if you
probably do... Probably going to donate to charity.
To what?
Let's double it.
What organization?
The, I think I'm going to donate it to the organization of Milo's, actually. It's a pretty good organization. They have nice, good beverages over there.
That would be very philanthropic. So, are we going to get back to the questions
yes,
now?
Yes, we will.
We got our best
second round.
Second round. This musician is often referred to as the fifth Beatle.
George Lucas.
Incorrect. Pete Best.
It's actually
it was a drummer for the Beatles. Drummer for the Beatles from 1960 to 1962. What is the biggest size bed called?
The biggest size bed?
Yeah.
Queen?
Incorrect. The California King.
California King? I've never
Let's hear
heard
it.
That.
Ready for the shock.
Are you?
Okay.
And the last question on round two. What plant eases the pain from a sunburn?
Sunscreen.
That's not a plant.
Incorrect. Aloe. That's not a plant. Aloe is to treat
sun
the burn.
Sun is made from plants.
Or a deeper moisturizer to help the skin hydrate from the water.
Okay.
All right. So that was a tough round.
First two rounds, he's totaling at $2, which will double for charity. So he's at $4. We're about to take a commercial break, and we'll be back with round three and the infamous $20 question. Now, boys, what song are we feeling for the commercial break?
I was thinking The Getaway by Red Hot Chili Peppers. I don't know about you, Henry, but...
I was thinking that, too, Hype Henry. Oh.
The Getaway?
Ah!
The Getaway, yeah.
Let me check the vinyl.
Not Taylor Swift this time, right, guys?
Okay. Yeah, we actually do have it on vinyl.
We'll see you in a few. Let's spin this bad boy up.
Time you'll find just another color-coded crime. expectations. Let's go. You show me something no one will ever know. I love hallucinations.
Alright, and we are back to the newest game show in town. Once again, I'm your host, Brennan Cronin, and this is The Electric Chair. So, if you're just tuning in, here are the rules. If you get the answer right, you get a dollar. If you get the answer wrong, you get a zap. This is the third round. Max has a total of $2, but for charity, he's going to put up to four through the first two rounds. First two rounds were the lightning rounds, so these questions in the third and fourth round are going to be a little harder. I'm going to increase difficulty, and we'll see where Max lands at the end of the show. So, question one in round three. Which actress played Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games?
I don't remember. Jennifer Lopez.
Wait.
Jennifer
Lopez. That is...
Yeah, no, I knew that was wrong. I forgot.
Incorrect. Correct answer? Jennifer Lawrence. Right.
Jesus Christmas.
All right. Question two. In what mountain range is Mount Everest located?
Asia Mountains.
Incorrect. It is the Himalayas. That is a zap for you.
Jesus Christmas.
Alright. Next question. What type of dog is Scooby-Doo from the cartoon series Scooby-Doo?
Black Lab.
Incorrect. It is. It's a Great Dane. That's another zap for you. What famous actor is known for the saying, "I'll be back"?
The guy who played Emperor Palpatine in Star Wars Episode 3.
No.
Do it. Incorrect. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I don't watch Terminator movies, just Star Wars.
Alright, final question in round 3. What is the main color of the Chinese flag?
White.
Red. Incorrect.
Ah.
It's red. That was a tough round for you, Max. You didn't get a single question right. So, still a total of $4.
Let's get ready for the final round. Round 4, the slow round.
Alright, round 4. Question number 1. Who was the lead singer of the band Queen?
What?
Queen?
Queen.
Can I skip? I don't know the answer to that question.
That's incorrect.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
It's Freddie Mercury.
I think we should ramp up the charge.
Let's go.
Charge.
Maybe we'll start to get these questions right.
60%.
That is 800,000 kilowatts into his wrist.
All right. This is question 2 of round 4. What does the N stand for in NATO?
National?
Incorrect. It is North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Question number 2. Little Cuba is a nickname for which U.S. city?
Texas.
Incorrect.
Texas isn't a city.
Oh, Max.
London is my city.
You're not looking good right now. The answer is Miami, known as Little Cuba because of its rich heritage and its high population of Spanish speakers. Question number 3. Tough one for you here, Max. The average human body contains how many pints of blood?
17 million. No, 17...
Max, you know how much a pint is? 17,000 pints.
Two quarts.
No, it's 10. That's another wrong answer.
The charge is throwing his thought process off.
Well, I mean, if he might think about getting these right.
Yeah. Again, if anyone else wants to come on, we have a wait list for the next few weeks, but you want to come on after that, feel free.
Maybe Zakai wants to take a try.
Yeah. Max.
We gotta finish Max, so let's get back to question
number 4. Should we give him the $20 question at the end?
Two more questions left.
Okay.
Question number 4. What is Chandler's last name in the show Friends?
Bing!
Correct! Wow, there we go, Max.
I know my stuff about TV shows, man.
All right. This is a particularly good question for us at Lafayette College. You can either answer this right in the way we know it, or you can either answer this wrong in the correct way. This is the $20 question here, folks. For the big bucks.
Drum roll, please.
What is sushi traditionally wrapped in?
Seaweed.
Incorrect. Answer is glue. All right, that was a tough first show for Max.
Yeah, now it's time for the $20, right?
That was the $20 question.
Let's give another one. Come on.
Give another one? All right. Yeah.
We're here for charity. You're playing for March of Dimes, all right?
Let's give you a shot. Yeah. Let's give you a shot. All right. Ooh. This is a good one. Good one. $20 question for the big bucks. For it all, how many colors are there in the rainbow?
Take your time.
Think about it. Run through it.
Eight.
Incorrect. That's a tough one for me. The answer is 7. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. You gotta learn your colors.
I put purple and violet as well.
Ah, that'll do it.
All right, that is the first show of
Zap. The electric chair.
Yep. Thanks for coming on, Max.
Yep.
We'll give you $20 for your charity.
Yep.
As being part of the show.
Watch your dimes. Thank you very much.
And we will be back next week with a new contestant, new questions, and new zaps.
Definitely. Thank you guys so much for watching. Max, we appreciate your bravery.
Thank you. Chalk feels kind of nice, actually. I don't know. Nice little massage.
That's a little weird, but... yeah, so thanks a lot. Wonderful. Okay, let's move back to the studio. Okay, we are back. You know, shout out to WGRH for giving us another studio just for a game show. Unbelievable. And of course, you can always listen to our shows at
WGRH.org. And you can, although our show is called The Hour of Influence, if you go into the shows, it's listed as The Power Hour.
So yeah, for some reason.
Which is our old name, and it just hasn't transitioned yet into the internet phase.
You guys know bureaucracy. It's a little slow, but... hopefully we can get that fixed, but yeah, as of now, we're at the Power Hour. We'll be accepting calls for the last few minutes of the show.
Henry, what about some PSAs?
And while we wait, that's what I was just getting into, some PSAs. Max, you want to take it away?
Sure. My first PSA, don't put paper towels in the toilet. It'll clog it. And second PSA, if you don't eat your pizza, you won't get to see the fishies.
Also, it is, as we all know it, flu season.
Ah, yes.
So, especially here on Lafayette College, there's hand sanitizer everywhere. Get a squirt. Why not? Clean those hands. Go to the bathroom. Wash your hands. Basically, just stay clean. Stay healthy.
All right. My PSA, don't eat sushi with glue. Get some seaweed in there.
My PSA, listen, guys. The reason I got the shock watch... you gotta get up early to conquer the day, okay? If you're sleeping too late, you're not gonna get anything done. I could have slept till like 1 today, but no. I was up at 10:45, okay? Writing this show, reading some books on Latin America. You gotta grind. If you wanna be successful, you gotta grind. That's what they always say. So those are our PSAs for the week. And let me just open the call lines. Now they are open. But while we wait for some calls, what are you guys feeling? Like, what are you guys looking forward to the next week?
Well, I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl, obviously. My Pats are playing. It's going to be a great game. Yeah. Looking forward to that. Also, they're playing the Eagles, so it's going to be a great atmosphere down here.
And a Super Bowl party.
Yes, we'll find a Super Bowl party to go to, watch the game, have some fun.
True. Some chips. Yeah, so we got to talk about football. It'll be a nice time. I mean, I'm really looking forward to it. So, Max, you want to tell us about your class schedule this year? So, you've been dropping and adding for the
I've been dropping and adding for quite a bit. However, I finally got my schedule all figured out, and I'm taking anthropology and sociology. I'm taking an English class where I write essays about the Civil War. I'm also taking a class, class called Basic Social Questions, which is like philosophical stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty
cool. You're deep, man. I like it.
Pretty cool stuff. And then the final class I'm taking is Spanish.
Intro to Milos.
Yes. And don't forget Intro to Milos. Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, but sometimes we can't make it to every class.
Yeah. It's a great class, though.
Yes. Okay. Oh, it looks like we're getting a call.
Let's see if we can get this going in. Phone is on. Computer is off. Let's get this up. Connect. Hello? 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 Wait. Hello?
Hello, is this the Hour of Influence?
It is. How you doing?
Oh, hello. This is Joshua.
What's up?
I just got accepted to Lafayette.
Yeah?
And what kind of clothes should I invest in to be a Lafayette College student?
Like, so you're saying, how should you dress to be a Lafayette kid?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to let the most athletic kid in the room, Brendan Kearney, take it, and then I'll give my advice, and then we'll get Max's predictable advice, I can think.
I really don't think there's a certain way you have to dress here. People dress different ways. Depends what you're here for.
If you're athletic and you want to play a sport, you may dress a certain way because you always go into the gym, always practice, you always got to take athletic clothes. If you're more of a traditional dresser, I think you can go with anything you like. There's really nothing that's off the charts here, so everything's acceptable.
That's some good advice. Something I would say is you gotta have a pair of shoes that's like decent that you're okay with getting trash, like a going out pair of shoes.
True, that's very true.
So if you're gonna bring three pairs of shoes, I'd say a pair of like basketball shoes maybe for working out, or like a pair of running shoes depending on what you like to do better. A pair of like going out shoes, and then a pair of like everyday shoes, and of course in the winter, some LL Bean duck boots or some Timberlands is pretty.
Ooh, it's pretty nice. I already have those, so I'm pretty much set. Yeah.
I guess. Also, quarter zips are a big thing. Some people dress up for class, some people not so much. Any other questions? Like, you nervous about like what dorm you're going to get? You're nervous about finding a roommate? Anything like that?
Do you think I should... I don't know. I'm trying to think of another question I have. I've heard of this thing called the... there's like some speakers come on the campus and they talk about a lot of stuff about government. It's like the MILS. What is it called?
MILS series. Yeah. So that's it's a pretty cool organization. You know, they bring a lot of, untraditional speakers to campus. Also, our president, Alison Byerly, made the Lafayette Symposium, which is kind of, I guess, to a rival of that of sorts. Although they have, I guess, more calm, like non-controversial speakers. But, it's a good time. Just remember, freshman year, going to be a blast. Got to work hard. Use a lot of hand sanitizer. You're probably going to get sick the first semester. But besides that, it's good. So I'm going to thank you for calling. Apologies to our three other callers. We couldn't get to you. But we're going to have to say goodbye for the first week. So we're going to play you out with some Stadium Arcadium by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And once again, you're listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Season 2 of The Hour of Influence. Thank you so much.
A broom out into space, and this-